Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Eric, and today's episode is going to be a following up on Trump and his campaign's legal news and North Korea's latest missile testing. Without further ado, let's get into it. So, as we know, Donald Trump is very committed to becoming the US president once more, and his presidential campaign on Saturday has raised more than $40 million during the first 3 months of the year. Funnily enough, the contributions and donations from supporters have only increased rapidly after the announcements he will be indicted. So, Trump has been involved in a sex scandal with hush money payments to a former porn star, but Trump is still denying the sexual encounter, calling it a witch hunt by his political enemies. Trump's campaigns have not stopped in the past months, as seeing them spending over $3 million through March. Polls have collected data showing 8 in 10 Republicans believe the criminal cases against Trump were politically motivated. Some experts say that his legal troubles put him in a bad position and could eventually make him an unpopular Republican presidential candidate. Now, let's journey to the other end of the world and see what's happening in North Korea. Well, North Korea has just recently gone quiet, but the country has said a few days ago that they have tested their most powerful missile yet, which is a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. The solid-fuel missiles can be fired quicker than liquid-fuel ones, meaning they are harder to destroy by interception. The government and state media has described it as a miraculous success after launching, but there are downsides to the missiles, though. Furthermore, South Korea also believes North Korea needs more time to develop a fully functional solid-fuel missile. With every advancement in a country's military arsenal, there is an impact on politics, and this North Korea development of said missile could allow them to strike the US more easily. On the topic of politics, countries around the world, especially the US, Japan, and South Korea, have condemned this move, with Japan being impacted the most to an extent. This missile launch elicited chaos and confusion in Japan, causing evacuations, however they were retracted after 30 minutes. Train services and such were also halted, and North Korea is also having one of the most important weeks in the country with Kim Jong-un's 11th year in power, perhaps the reason for the missile launch to show off the state's military prowess. As we've known for quite a while now, North Korea is still working to increase the nuclear arsenal and build more complicated weapons. So, that's it for today's episode. Stay tuned and see you next time.